Hey, Hopkins Junior High School. Greetings, this is Jay Mason, one of your two adjudicators here at the Music in the Parks Festival at Valencia High School in Valencia, California. It is May 15th, 2015, and you guys look like you're all ready to go. You're going to hear about me here shortly. And I am a woodwind professional here in your Los Angeles area, playing woodwinds, including the saxophone and a bunch of other stuff. And I'm looking forward to hearing you play. My comments are designed to help you, not criticize, but critique and help you improve on this wonderful journey we call making music. And by the way, I do play in Gordon's band, and you guys have one of his charts here. So I'm looking forward to hearing you play that. So in a little bit, I will be back. I think you have... I guess you don't have a... I don't think you have a warm-up composition, so I will be making comments right from the get-go if that's the case. If not, then I'll let you guys have a chance to hear yourself so you know what I'm listening to. Do that. It's actually my name. She can call me James Mason all she wants. It's absolutely correct. Well, I've been outside and I can tell you. Out for you here. All right, let's see if you're doing a warm-up or you're starting right on Tomorrow's Memories. Thank you. Oh, does this feature... Oh, this features Andrew Lamb, so this must be it. All right, here we go. Nice. Good start. Pretty good blended sound. A little bit pitchy, but not too bad. Saxophone's nice job of staying under Andrew there. Andrew, nice phrasing and sound. Just a shade flat. You might want to think about where you're putting your vibrato. Good. Nice to hear you do a little interpretation there. It's good stuff. All I like your use of vibrato there. That's really nice. I imagine the rest of the section can do that too, which is great to hear. Good blend on the part of the band. I'm going to just listen for a second here. So saxophones on your background figure here. I'm looking at bar 33. You can make a little natural dynamic out of that. We're having a tendency to kind of go just ba-da-da, rather than we could do a little crescendo, decrescendo kind of thing on there. Actually, I gave you the wrong bar number, but your director will know what to tell you to do. It's you just have these half note and then combined with quarter note licks, and they have a tendency to just sort of sit there, and you could make a little bit more out of them. Other than that, I really like the beginning. Okay, guys, we have these quarter notes on three, starting at 39 on the double time thing, where you can pop, ba, really make those hats over the notes. You'd call them marcados for classical stuff. Need to be really short. Ba, ba, or not staccato, but, you know, fat and short. You're just kind of playing them spongy, like, whoa, whoa. So work on that. Yeah, and Andrew, nice job on your improv here. Careful not to rush that quarter note into 71. Ba, ba. Yeah, I could use about twice the sound. That's 71. Good. Handled the double time back to halftime very nicely. Okay, come on, band. We can play really big here. So that would be one thing on this particular chart that I would like to hear a lot more of is good intonation there. Yeah. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Beautiful solo. Work on your swing feel on the solo, Andrew, and we'll see how you guys are as a group about that here once we look at Don't Steal My Stuff. Although this is a funk chart. And that was a ballad. It would be really a good thing for you guys to find something that's a little bit more of a swinger. But overall, I really like that. I mean, the intonation was good for the most part. Like I say, you can be more musical things. So the vibrato is there, for example, on Andrew's solo. Well, vary it up. Do some things where it's like even a little bit faster, slower kind of thing. Play some natural dynamics, things that, rather than just a little bit, you know. It doesn't need to be that understated. You can make a lot more out of it. So, you know, that kind of stuff, rather than just da, 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 you know. I know what's there on the page, but there's things that good musicians do that are just sort of implied. Good. Just a tiny little bit late there on the baritone, bar four. Thank you. careful. We had a lot of good energy going into bar 18. Don't lose that in 18 and 19. It tended to slow down just a little bit. Yeah. Trump and trombone on your thing there. You can play that out even more. Saxophones, when you do your answering figures, you can really bring those out. So one of the things about the way Gordon writes is that there's a constant juggling act between sort of who has the ball, as it were, the musical ball, and you have to be aware of that. Who has the melody? Sometimes the whole band has the melody, but sometimes it's like it'll do a thing there with the trumpet and trombone, and then the saxophones will take a answering figure, that sort of thing. Okay? Good. Yeah, good on the little solo fills. Careful not to be flat. This figure keeps getting dragged. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Yeah, so every time something like that comes up, don't let that slow down. Good, nice drum fill. Okay, saxophones, you have this lick. Now you can really play that out. Good, a little nice little crescendo through the half notes. Ba da da da. Kind of going back and forth with the microphone stuff there. Yeah, see the balance between the back of the band, we have somebody on the microphone and somebody not, and the front of the band where you've got answering figures is a little bit off. I mean, that's a microphone thing, but before there was a microphone, the saxophones could play a lot louder. Yeah, good. Good training, good solos here. Careful on your notes there, on the trumpet solo. Something in general that I'm sort of hearing in the whole band, so I'll turn into a jazz instructor here for a second, is a lot of da-da-da-da. Da 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 da. Rather than the notes being longer and more connected. If I was up there blowing, it'd be more like ba da ba da da di da da, and da 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 da, or that sort of thing. Yeah, good. Very nice. One of the things. So we had that figure where the whole band drops out, and we've got the trumpet and trombone playing their own thing. Man, kill it, okay? So one of the things that I would really encourage you to do as a group, I mean, this is not individual. There's a lot of really good individual performances going on. I like the solos. I like the fact that people are improvising and doing that sort of thing. I think that's really cool. especially at your age, you know. Nobody was doing that when I was coming along at your age. So that's a really good thing. But as a group, I'd like to hear more time spent listening. I think listening is a huge deal for musicians, and especially for jazz and pop and rock musicians. I don't think young players are encouraged to do it enough. You probably are, but you could do even more. So, ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da, you know, if you're hearing that kind of stuff, and what I'm getting is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all really short. There's longs, there's shorts, there's all sorts of shadings between the lengths of notes. That's called phrasing, and it makes a huge difference in this kind of music. A lot on the solos. Another thing is that there's a lot of repeated notes going on. So work on making more lines when you improvise now. Take a look at some of those pre-written solos that are in those charts. And you notice that there's not too many repeated notes. There's a lot of boo doo 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 da 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 rather than ba da 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 da. So it's really easy to lean on repeated notes, and it's a good place to start. But now expand your repertoire. It's called vocabulary, and it's just like the way we talk when we improvise. Sometimes you have words, phrases, things that you're doing, that sort of thing. It's really important to expand your vocabulary. You don't want to sound like a 10-year-old when you're 30. And the same thing's true for jazz. There's musicians that just don't have a lot of vocabulary because they never work on new material. So the more you listen and you go, wow, I really like that, the better off you're going to be and keep improving it. All right? So a lot of great things going on here. Keep it going. It's great to hear a big band in a junior high school program. Thank you for playing for us and for playing Chart by My Boss. And we will look forward to seeing you next time. This is Jay Mason. Take care.